Now, who was listening at the beginning and can tell me what's the special day today? Oh, yes. Thinking Day. So what's Thinking Day? Tracy, are you going to come and tell us what Thinking Day is?
Guide Thinking Day is when we take time each year to think about guides from all over the world. So we think about guides in far-off countries, guides that have difficulties, and we're lucky, we meet under very nice circumstances. Some guides don't. Some guides, it's quite a big thing to go to guides, and it's something that they're pressured not to go to. So we like to think about all different types of guiding and all different types of guides, their leaders, and all the different sections. Each year, there's a theme around Guide Thinking Day, and this year, the theme is friendship. So we've been focusing on friendship in each of our sections. We've been focusing on bonding, different types of friendships. Friendships at weekly meetings, friendships at school and at work. We've looked at rainbows, we've looked at new friends, and we've looked at friends from far away. Vicky's looked at guides from all over the world. We've also got old friends, and we've got Thinking Day cards for some of our older friends in guiding that we're going to hand out later on. We've also looked at how we can be better friends. That's been important with rainbows, how that we can actually make our friendships better and how we can be good, better and nice friends to each other. And we've also talked about being friends with strangers and how sometimes a smile to a stranger can make all the difference. We've done some friendship activities. We've made friendship bracelets, friendship cards, and we've had a very successful Bring a Friend night. You wouldn't know because I've only got four rainbows tonight, but we have had a very successful Bring a Friend night, and we've bulked our rainbow numbers up really well with Bring a Friend night. So guiding is all about friendship, about growing guides, and obviously I've included a lot of my friends, and it's about getting your friends involved. And if you look at the leaders, I think you'll find that most of them were my friends before they were guide leaders. So it's all about getting your friends involved with guiding. So I'd just like to finish with a poem from a famous friend, or just a short line, from Winnie the Pooh. And Winnie the Pooh said, "Friends, you and me, you brought another friend, and then we were three. We started our group and our circle of friends. There is no beginning and there is no end." And I think that's really true about guiding.
Helping other people or doing them a good turn is an important part of guiding. And we're now going to hear a story from the Bible, which Jesus told about someone who was in trouble and who received a helping hand from a very unexpected person. And it all starts out with some questions. And Anna is going to come and read this for us. Okay, squeeze through. That's great.
This is taken from Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37. A teacher of the law came up and tried to trap Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "What do the scriptures say? How do you interpret them?" The man answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself." "You are right," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But the teacher of the law wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered, "There was once a man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho when robbers attacked him, stripped him, and beat him, leaving him half dead. It so happened that a priest was going down that road, but when he saw the man, he walked on by, on the other side. In the same way, a Levite also came along, went over and looked at the man, and then walked on by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was traveling that way came upon the man And when he saw him, his heart was filled with pity. He went over to him, poured oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own animal and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Take care of him," he told the innkeeper, "and when I come back this way, I will pay you whatever else you spend on him." And Jesus concluded, "In your opinion, which one of these 3 acted like a neighbor towards the man attacked by the robbers?" The teacher of the law answered, "The one who was kind to him." Jesus replied, "You go then and do the same." Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Right, so who was listening to the story? Oh, that's a bit worrying. Nobody's put their hand up. Who was listening to the story? Let's try again. Oh, that's good, that's good. Right. Well, we're going to act it out now. So I need some volunteers.
Turn the microphone on. Yes. Oh. Right. Oh, got volunteer. Right. 1, 2. Anyone volunteers? 3, 4, 5. Yes, there's a done. This one. Can I come and join in? No. Let's have a look. Right, so we need someone to be travelling along the road. A nice traveller. You have to be beaten up. You don't mind, do you? No. Okay, right. Anyone, right? Okay, you're going to be beaten up. Right, okay. So there we are, over here. This is acting, though. Right. Oh, we got some more. That's good. And then we need some robbers. Right. Whoa. You said you got some volunteers and robbers. Right, robbers, go and hide over there. Right. That's great. That's great. And then we need a priest. 1 priest, right. Okay, if you'd like to come and stand over here. And then we need a Levite. A Levite is somebody who worked in the big temple. Right, okay. You can come and stand over here as well. And then a Samaritan. Well, I think we have 2 Samaritans, couldn't we? Just change the story a bit. Okay, 2 Samaritans. And then, would you like to be the innkeeper? No. Yes, okay. Right, 2 Samaritans then. So if you come around here, there we are. Right, so if you wait there. So, do you remember? The traveller was travelling from... Anybody remember? From Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, that was a very dangerous road. It was very rocky. There were lots of places where people could hide. But the traveller must have been very brave to be travelling on their own. But suddenly, he was attacked by robbers. Oh. Yes, who beat him up, stole all his money. That's it, oh dear, that's a very good... A bit worrying this, isn't it? Anyway, okay, then the robbers ran off. And there was the poor man lying there. And, but he could hear some footsteps coming along. And it was the priest. Right, priest, would you like to come along? Oh, right. He comes along. Oh, he sees the man. Does he stop? No, he walks past on the other side of the road. Oh, then you think the priest would have helped. Right, okay, next was the Levite. Let's come along. The man thought, oh, some more footsteps. Maybe I'll be all right. The Levite walked along, had a quick look, and then rushed by. Oh dear, poor man. But then he could hear some more footsteps. And it was 2 Samaritans. There we are. Right. Now the man got a bit worried now, because Samaritans and the Jewish people were not on very good terms. And it's just as likely they would bash him up and steal more things from him. But they didn't. They stopped. That's it. They washed down all his cuts and bruises, put some nice ointment on, and then they took him very gently to an inn. That's it. Can you bring along? That's it. That's it. Okay. And they said to the innkeeper, will you look after this man? Yeah. And we'll leave you with some money to pay you for looking after him. Right. Okay. Now, what was the question, wasn't it? Who is my neighbour? That's what Jesus was asked, and this is a story he told. And what was the answer then? Who was the neighbour? Who was the person who did a good turn? Yes. The Samaritans, yes. So they were the people who were least likely to have done a good turn, because they and the Jewish people didn't get on. It was like Arsenal and Tottenham supporters. Well, even worse than that. But this time they helped. They did a good turn, they helped the man, and he got better, and eventually he could go home to his family. Right. Thank you very much for your help.
So the Good Samaritan showed love to the man who was attacked and robbed, even though he was his enemy. His love was like God's love. God loves everyone. The priest and the Levite don't come out very well in the story, do they? It may well be that they were good people, but it doesn't appear like that, does it? Something made them walk by on the other side of the road. Why do you think it was? Anybody got any ideas? Yes, what do you? Sorry, you have to speak a bit louder. Yes. I know how they feel. But it was a dangerous road. They might be worried that the robbers were going to come and attack them. Or maybe they had an important appointment to keep and they couldn't stop. So I'm sure they had lots of reasons or excuses why they couldn't help. But that didn't really help the poor man, did it, when he was hurt? He needed help and he needed someone to care enough to stop and to help him. Now, I wonder if we ever make excuses for not helping. Oh, sometimes when mummy needs lots of help, do we find something more interesting to do? Maybe sometimes. When our bedrooms need tidying up, this goes for me too, but anyway, I haven't got a mum to tell me now to tidy up, but tidy up the bedroom or help lay the table or put things in the dishwasher. So sometimes we can always think of an excuse for not helping. But it is important to help other people, and especially all the guiding people. That's part of being a guide or brownie or rainbow or ranger, is doing a good turn for somebody else. Anybody think of some good turns which they could do today? Yes. Yes, help with food, yes, yep, get rid of the food. Anything else? No other good turns. Must be somebody else who could help. Yes. Yes, yeah. Nobody else? Yes. That sounds good. Cup of tea for mummy, where's mummy? There are you going to get a cup of tea today? That's good. Yes. Help with the washing up, yes. Yeah, there's some good turns here. Yes. That's a good one. Do you hear that, Mummy? Right. So, and it goes for grown-ups too. There's always somebody who needs help. And it's easy for us to say, oh, I'm too busy. But sometimes we've just got to make the time to help people, to show that we care about them. And we've got to remember that God cares about us. He never says, oh, I'm too busy. He's always ready to listen to us when we pray to him. And he's always there, ready to help us, whatever problems we have.